Hey, I'm Dina Blizzard, and you're watching One Funny Morning.
Welcome to One Funny Morning Show.
From Monday to Friday.
And sometimes on Saturday.
Why would you say that in front of all these people?
You never know what's going to happen.
Carmen.
Cortez.
Good morning, everybody.
What's outside your weather door?
Good morning.
Happy, happy.
Happy, everybody. And just like that, it is winter again. Go potty. Josie's like, when did this happen?
What's outside your weather door? Sorry for my janky backyard. I have lots of work to do, but it has snowed again in Missouri. It was 64 yesterday, so I hope your weather door has a little prettier picture than this, although this is not a bad picture. But anyway, Josie says, time for uppy, uppy, uppy. Everybody rise and shine. It's a beautiful day, even if it has snowed. Take it away, Dina.
Good morning. Good morning. Look at that. 4 inches of snow this morning in southern Wisconsin. Oh my goodness. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I am feeling a little bit better. Yesterday and the day before were a little rough. Turns out that I was still sick from March 9th. What's today? 22nd? Yeah, lucky me, I was still dealing with some stuff. So, I went to the doctor's yesterday, got another antibiotic, and so I'm slowly feeling better. I'm on lots of medicines, not feeling great today either. I'll tell you. You know what I've discovered that I hate? Let me tell you. What's today? Friday? Friday? It should be a good day. I'm going to tell you something. I hate when you have this up here and you're positive. This either is a sinus infection or in about 24 hours will be a sinus infection. And they're like, but we're not there yet. And you go, okay, but it's going to be, so can you just give me the antibiotic? No, we can't give you an antibiotic because, no, you don't have it. I go, but I'm going to have it in about 15 minutes. No, no. We need you to be like about to die. Could you do that? Could you like stop breathing for a little bit and then be about to die? Pray that God takes you. Then maybe we'll be able to fit you in and give you an antibiotic. Like that. Once you wait 10 days. So from the 9th to the 21st. A lot of days. It's 12 days. Yeah. Lateral lift surgery. What is that? Oh, is there more things? Yeah, no. Yeah, there's a whole, this is happening right now. We can just watch this. Like they just watch the old man walk by. They're like, he's not gonna play. And I got my new fishbowl drink. Mm-hmm. So much pain. I had a fever. Healed myself, Kezia. I know. Abby, you're sweet. No, I don't know that there's like, is there a test for sinus infection? I think that once it go past 10 days, they're like, yeah, no. Yeah. When your bladder hangs out of your vajayjay, Carol. Is this on the table? This is on the table of things? Has this come out? What? No, it's plastic. No, Leslie, somebody sent it to me last week. Look, gosh, I shouldn't. Look at it. Look, and all my things are all my other cups are dirty. Mm-hmm. Malinay, I thought I had the strep. I thought I had the bada, 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 bada. And in your mind, you start going through it. My hair does look amazing. Thank you, Jessica. I think it's because it had a couple days. You should have seen me yesterday. I scared small children. A lot of small children. I didn't even try. I was just like, I have to get to the doctor's. I got to the doctor, and my doctor just took on like a physician's assistant or like something. I got in there. Now, mind you, I had my mask on. Yeah, it's lemonade. It's gross, Lero. I have a mask on. She goes, well, listen, nice to meet you. And I go, we've met before. And she was like, we have? I was like, I'm just really hideous today. See, Missy, that's when I should have had my shirt on. I am sick. I am horribly sick. I would like for someone to just knock me out like on those cartoons where they just hit you on the head and you see the stars. And then you're fine. Feels like your face is going to fall off, Kelly, and you wish it would. Right. Yeah, no. I would need me more. I know, Marsha. I was thinking that. Maybe I'll do that. Maybe that's my thing. Thanks, Joe. Yeah. So, it's been a lot. I just couldn't. Do you ever just get like a sinus infection and you're like, where you just keep blowing your nose? It's like never ending. It's just last year, Laurie, just had my gallbladder removed. I'm sure if you can watch this morning because laughing around because it just needs something funny in my life, Rhonda. I get that. I remember when they took, when they took my gallbladder out, I was like, first of all, didn't lose any weight. Second of all, girl, how'd you get it? Right? Because I just have like three dots. I have a dot here, and a dot down here. It doesn't look any different than the rest of the dots I got on my body. Who got a lot of dots on their body? Am I the only one that when you look at your naked body over 50? Look, is that, I actually go to doctors. Just so many spots. Old is, where does it all come from? I don't know. I have a mole. Can we just talk about moles for a second? Now, you know when you're young and moles are pretty? I had a lot of dots, said Wolf. You know, I had a mole. It was pretty. It was tiny. And I had a little hump. It was like pretty cute. Okay? Yeah, I always go to the nurse and ask her something looks weird. Yeah. Well, did you know? You must know because we're all old. She calls them your dermatologist calls them barnacles. Okay, I have a barnacle. I didn't know. Oh, some moles are pretty. When you're young, yeah. Or like if it's not a, I didn't know this. Like, I don't think I have any nice moles. Like that would be, that doesn't even pop up. But that's like, you can't see it. Anyway, there's a mole there. If you have anything substantial, and it's like around like a panty line or like your waist, like where you're, it will get smushed. I wish I could pull my pants out. Isn't that what every talk show says? I'm going to pull my pants down. I'm going to show you this mole. It's right here. And it's so, it just keeps getting wider and wider. I'm like, what is this? What? Just smushed up. Mm-mm. Sarah, tell your sister, give her a hug for me and just be like, girl, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I had three little dots. I thought they were cute. Now they're covered by my fupa. Wide moles are weird. Mm-hmm. And there's the turn. My girlfriend had a horrible sinus infection, fever, and finally started feeling better. Just at first, she wanted to jump off. That's what I'm saying, Kelly. I have a scar between my boobs from gallbladder. So thinking of tattooing it, but I end up being a belly button tat over. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. A lot, Megan. A lot. So I'm just going to say, I don't know that anything I'm going to say is going to make a lot of sense. I might just start talking crazy. Not to say that hasn't happened already, especially that part where I said I was going to pull my pants down. But I am not right in the head. Not at all. I really just lose my train of thought. I don't really Cher and Vanessa, we're not going to call them ugly. We're going to call them disgusting. So you thought I was going to go and be like, they're beautiful. And it just means you've lived a beautiful life. They're disgusting. No, they're not. No, they're not. This is where we had to keep telling everybody they're beautiful. Said the girl drinking out of a fishbowl. Whatever. Whatever. Malene, you have to go to a water fountain, a water lantern festival. I also started getting emails about them. I think we should plan one. I just loved it. It was so beautiful. You have to have hopes and dreams. If you go to a water, did somebody poop in here?
No, the pooper's sitting right next to me.
No, there's poop.
There's definitely poop. I'm about to lose my mind.
Did you fart or did you poop? Ooh! You're a blizzard? D. Michael, get up here right now. Because Colby just pooped under the piano and I'm live on the internet. Get up. All right, get up. All right.
Get up. Walk. And he's sitting right next to me like you didn't do. Get out of my house. Get out. Dean, throw away the piano. Get outside. Everybody outside.
You couldn't stand by the door. I'm sitting right here. See, Michael? I'm too old for this. I'm too old for this.
Everything goes. Piano goes. Say, quit embarrassing your adult kids on the internet. Winston, this ain't the time. This ain't the time. You need to get... Okay, you want a dog, Winston? You need to leave. Don't. I'll yell at anybody. I'll yell at anybody. I don't want to say. Wait a second. Who's this? Let's see if she's here. Is she up? Let me see. Oh! Is she coming? Hold on. Are we going to have a surprise? Yeah, who are we fighting? I'm about to fight stupid Winston. The dog pooped. I can smell poop.
I'll hit somebody right now.
What are we doing? Tiffany Jenkins is on. You literally just found me as I'm losing my mind. Dean has to throw away the piano. Tiffany Jenkins is here.
Where's Tiffany?
I can't. She's in this tiny little thing. I don't know why she's so tiny. How do I make her bigger?
Hey, Tiffany.
Oh, wait, expand. There she is. Hold on. There she is. How are you? It stinks real bad here.
Okay. What happened?
I have three dogs, and I was in the middle of the show, and I'm just sitting. Now, Colby poops all the time in my house, and I'm sitting here going, it smells like poop. But I was like, no, he's sitting right here. Why would he poop right here? And then come sit next to me. You know how when there's a murderer and they're looking for the murderer, but the murderer is helping people search? That's basically what Colby just did. He's like, I'm going to poop and sit right next to her so she don't know that I poop. And he keeps pooping under the piano. It's my boyfriend. Colby's my boyfriend, and I'm going to break up with him. Colby is my dog. And he poops, Tiffany, and I can't. The door is right there. You could just go stand at the door.
I'm so sorry that you're experiencing this. So who are we fighting, though?
Colby. I'm going to punch him. He's probably out there eating poop. Okay, hold on.
Dean, I need you to go. Colby! It is a St. Patty's Day tree, Tiffany, because let me put it like this. I put the tree up. I bought a new tree, and then I never decorated it for Christmas because that's how I feel as a person.
And then it had one ornament on it for Christmas, but it was up the whole time. And then I felt bad because it never had more than one ornament on it. And then somebody's like, let's make it a Valentine tree. So then people started sending stuff and the whole thing was decorated for Valentine's. And I was like, from all over the world, it was, and people put like pictures of the people that they love. So then we decided to do a St. Patty's Day. So there's notes from people from, again, all over the world for St. Patty's Day. So now it just, we just decorate it and people send us stuff. But the letters for Valentine's were so beautiful and same here. So D. Michael, I need free. Dean, I need you to get the poop out of the house. I don't care how it smells right now.
That's the cutest idea I've ever heard, and I don't know if it's because I'm on my period, but it made me cry.
I'm telling you, not the poop part. Some of the letters were so beautiful. Just even talking about people that they love that had passed on. It was just, it was really lovely. A couple times I was like, I can't read these tonight. Like, they were so beautiful. So nice.
That's such a cool idea. Well, I am here if you ever need to throw down. I'm creeping in the shadows. I'm here. I miss you. I love you.
I know. It's so funny. A couple people said that they were down in your area. I was like, I want to come. I got a place to stay down there. So down in your special area. So, but yeah, well, it's good to see you. I miss you. I miss your face. You got to let me know if you're up here anytime soon for the summer.
I would love it to get out of here immediately. Hi, everybody. Thank you for all the nice things you're saying, by the way. I wanted to just acknowledge you before I left to go.
Yeah, everybody said hi. Somebody said, tell Tiffany I love her new bedroom. You got a new bedroom? Like a new bedroom set?
Dungeon.
Did you say dungeon?
For naughty time. Yeah, I'm going through a midlife crisis. That's fine. It looks really great, and you should go look at it sometime.
Wait, did you say you have a dungeon?
Whatever. You know,
it's okay.
Necessarily a dungeon. It's very much like if you imagine Dracula's bedroom.
Whose bedroom? Okay, I'm over here making Christmas trees with Valentine's filled with love, and you're making a dirty bedroom? Okay, we're living very different lives. Very different lives. And now I'd like to go to a bedroom, to your bedroom. Does it have a pole in it? Like, not yet. Does it have the things that hang from the ceiling? Well, we used to go. Tiffany used to make us. Oh, I didn't know that. But I gotta come. I gotta come visit. So yeah, no one else can hear this conversation. Tell me all your deep secrets. Tiffany used to make us go to the shadiest massage parlors where they have all this stuff on the ceiling. And I was like, what are you doing up there? And then they'd get on top of you and they'd walk on your back. And it was honestly the best thing ever. So I'll be at your house. You can walk on my back.
As soon as we walked out, you were like, that was the best experience of my life.
It really was. I had sex hair every time we left. Don't you remember the man? It was in Canada and he just covered us with like a cheesecloth and then he walked out and he didn't say anything. So I thought he was done. So I propped up like this on the bed, boobs hanging out. I thought he just left. And then he came back in. Sure, he saw my boobs. And I was like, oh my, the whole thing was so funny. And I got in the car and I was telling Tiffany all about it. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm sure that I thought he was done. So he left and he came back in and boobs Magoo was up. I was like, I'm here telling Tiffany, I think it's weird. He's probably in there going, guys, the weirdest thing just happened. This lady was showing me her boobs all the time. I was like, no, I'm not talking to Colby. Look, he's eating poop now. He's just a poop manufacturer. Just put him in a cage. I'm just done.
I remember going to massages and ladies started throwing buckets of water on us.
It was like an aggressive bath time. It was like, we're going to scrub you down. It was just like, it started off nice and then real aggressive. And it's like they got a hose and just stuck it in your face like that. And then they were like, and now we're going to walk on your face. And you're like, this is a lot. This, yeah. Yeah, good times. Good times. Yeah, I love you. And I'll come visit you sometime soon.
See you, and I thank you everyone for the nice. I'm not, so for those of you inquiring about the thing I word vomited, I'm gonna try to keep it as close to the best as possible because I don't like people's opinions about my life.
Yeah,
like, I do if they're positive, but if they're not, then I don't like it and I'm not ready to not like it.
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah.
Plus, I've said this before to people and they get mad at me, but he might dump me next week, so I don't want to brag about him and then have him dump me and then I look down. So,
yeah. Yeah, never happened. Never happened. Mostly just dungeon bedrooms.
Yeah, I got that ready though.
Yeah, there we go. And I got this tree. So one of us is living our best life. The other one has a tree. Okay. All right. I'll see you. All right. Bye. I don't know how you leave now. Oh, there you go. All right. She's good. She's better at it than I did. Yeah. So that's so funny. Oh my gosh, it was so funny. We did. We used to go to massage places that you're, when we would leave, well, before we got, when we got there, I was like, I don't think we're leaving. But honestly, they were the best massages ever. Oh, ever. Like that. I can't believe that Tiffany is rocking a sex dungeon. And I'm like, I got this Christmas tree with a lot of green on it. There's that. Thank you, Dean. Clever Credit Guy said, you look stunning. Your appearance is truly captivating. And you know what? You can stay. Do you like dungeons? Anyway, why is the poop eater still outside? Dean, could you get the poop eater, bring him in and put him into a cage and let him sit down there? It's a boudoir. A boudoir. Yeah, he's just eating poop. He's just out there. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I saw Reed to the back. Actually, it looks great. I'll have to look at it. That's so funny. Oh, my gosh. Please tell me, does anybody else have that where your dog just poops in your house and then just walks around? Yeah, I had to do that. Doesn't even... And then sits right next to you like a murderer. Yeah, it's a fishbowl. Somebody bought this for me. She saw it probably at like a dollar store or something. And she was like, you know who needs this? Dina Blizzard. I did, Missy. Somebody just sent me this. Linda. Yeah, some people go dungeon. Oh, Dean, they need medicine, honey. That's why he can't walk. They both need their medicine. They didn't get it. And he's not listening to you whatsoever. This is a great day. I'm going to say this. Do you know when you have a life where you do everything and nobody helps you and all the dogs would die if you don't live? But then you get sick. And then you start to care less. I don't care if the dogs live. My patience for dog things is like this big. That is it. Do the same thing, Amy. Just poop and sit right next to. I wish I could poop on people's floor and then just go sit right next to them. Yeah, they both need medicine. His has to go. Wait, no, one for Lulu. No, I just have zero patience. I can't do it. So anyway, I'm on the mend, and I have thought great. So yesterday, the day before, I took a Zyrtec. I was like, maybe it's allergies. So I took a Zyrtec. Nothing. Mm-hmm. There is no muting or anything in this show. No, Tracy. And so I took a Zyrtec, did nothing. And I was like, I don't think it's allergies. And then I was like, can I take DayQuil on top of it? And I thought about that. I was like, I don't think you're supposed to. Then I was like, can I take Tylenol sinus on top? Like, I was going to basically OD. I was just going to OD myself. Mm-hmm. So I just can't. Yeah. I'm just done. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hands full, Melissa. Hands full. So anyway, bourbon does fix everything, and I haven't had any. I was like, I took a Zyrtec and slept in my car in the driveway for 2 hours. Is that what it does? Does Zyrtec make you tired? I mean, I was sleeping, but I thought it was just because I was sick, but I don't really know. I'm feeling a little better, Chris. I don't know that I'm making a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. No, Di doesn't want me anywhere near her. My little dog refuses to poop outside, and then she plays where did I poop? Always in the worst places. Yeah, I can't. No, I don't know if we have Sinutab. Best neighbor Chris bought me over some Tylenol Sinus. But I didn't take that either because I was positive. I'll be like, I'm going to be the lady that goes into a medical coma. Yeah, it's like a Benadryl medical coma. Is that why I slept so much? Because there's a dick. Yeah. Nasacort. Isn't it funny how everybody has like their medicine that they swear cures any disease? Mine is NyQuil. You have a pink eye? NyQuil. You got a belly, your belly hurts, NyQuil. What is the medicine that you swear, but you're like, this cures everything? NyQuil. Mine is scotch. Okay. There it is. Advil cold and sinus. Real Sudafed from behind the counter. Wink, wink. Vicks. I don't understand it. Broken arm, NyQuil. Dramamine, that does help. Steroids. I am on a steroid duty duty. I took it this morning. Mm-hmm. Vicks, Excedrin, Mucinex, vitamin C and tequila, Windex. There are a few in Dayquil. Nutella. Well, Mary Coat, you're not wrong. What's up with men and Vicks VapoRub? I feel like my dad swears by Alka-Seltzer. Georgia, what is it? Men swear by Alka-Seltzer and Vicks VapoRub. I don't know why. I don't know. Do any women use Alka-Seltzer? I think it's weird. I mean, that slogan was great. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Mustard plaster. I don't know what that is. Jägermeister. Okay. I don't know what it is, but you talk to any man. They're like, did you take some Alka-Seltzer? No, I'm not taking Alka-Seltzer. Did you take Vicks? No. Because there's only two things that men take. My dad swore by Hall's cough drops because their mommy gave it to them. You're right. They go back to mommy time. 4 ibuprofen, 2 Tylenol, takes all the straight vodka. Vicks. We never had that. Maybe one time. My mom put Vicks on the bottom of your feet. Yeah, Alka-Seltzer and Vicks VapoRub are old men deals. I am not an old man. It's like, I'll drink bourbon. We take NO in Canada. My 95-year-old aunt swore by Southern Comfort. Mm-hmm. It's a Latino thing. I'm a Vicks VapoRub user. Put it on all ailments. Isn't that fun? Vicks was a staple. My mom still uses it whenever she gets a cold. Love Vicks. Vicks is kind of magical. Maybe I should get some Vicks. Give me a hot toddy. It is kind of funny, like all the things that, whether it's stuff that your mom did or that you just kind of grew up on, you're like, no, this is it. Vicks Vapor Rub on hemorrhoids. That does not sound good. Mm-mm. Alka-Seltzer were my mom's go-to. I don't even get it. That's so funny. I know. Joe Coy has a bit about Vicks. Yeah. I should make a hot toddy if I knew what that was. But anyway, Vicks Vapo Steam for the shower is pretty awesome, said sexy producer Michelle. My Italian grandma tried to tie sliced raw potatoes around my neck in a scarf for headaches. I said, Graham, they have Tylenol now. You're like, you know, we could slice up those potatoes, or I could just take this Tylenol. Sinus. Mm-hmm. I think I do. It's hot tea, Shikendra, with whiskey. Slice the onion on the bottom of my feet with socks on. Takes the toxins out. I smelled like a salad. I used to love NyQuil, but then somebody gave me Alka-Seltzer cold meds, and it changed me. Plus, it makes you drink a glass of water to take it. Win-win. I hate water. Buckley's. If it didn't kill you, it cured you. My dad swore by it. That's so funny. Bourbon, lemon juice, and honey. Oh, I could do that. Why wasn't I drinking that the whole time? You sweat all the yuck out. I could do that. Whiskey, honey, lemon, water. All right. So it sounds like whiskey or bourbon. I could do that. Oh, we should have had this conversation before. Garlic cloves, mixture of honey, lemon, turmeric, ginger, echinacea, vitamin C, every 4 hours, vitamin D and zinc to get over things quickly. That we had a fever because out came the vinegar. What did he do with the vinegar? When I was young and had a bad cough, I might do it. But a dab of Vicks on a spoon with cough syrup made me take it and the cough stopped. So good, Bob. Bourbon ice cream. Kathy, I'm on an antibiotic and a steroid right now. Yeah, so I'm on, I really couldn't function at all, yes, for like 2 days. After we did the show 2 days ago, I could feel it. Like, have you listened to the last show I did? Like towards the end of the show, I just started getting really nasally and then it was downhill that whole day. And I was like, if this isn't better by tomorrow, then I will go to the urgent care or the doctor. They're saying, so here's what happened. So I started on the 9th when I was in Colorado. This is how long this has been going on. And they said I was too early for it to be a sinus infection at the time. But then the following Sunday, I saw Crystal again at the urgent care. This time I got a UTI/kidney stone. They put me on the antibiotic. She tells me yesterday, I think that antibiotic is not really going to help this. She goes, but it probably would have made you feel a little better. And you probably thought you got better. I go, I did. I said, but I kept having to take DayQuil during the day. But then eventually like that, you know, every antibiotic doesn't kill. Why can't they make it? It kills everything. Just kills everything, but they don't. So they were like, yep, no, that probably just made you feel a little better. And then it came back with a vengeance. I'm like, that's where we are. We're at vengeance. Yeah. So, Well, Kathy, I finally asked the nurse, Crystal. I said, what's your name, by the way? Since I see you here every Sunday. She goes, Crystal. Okay, Crystal. I'll be back. I was going to go back. And I'll be like, Crystal, I'm back. It's not good. Yeah, Kathy, it's not good. But I went to my regular doctor, which he wasn't really there, so I saw the other lady. Whatever. So I haven't done much. But yeah. You may be antibiotic resistant. No, Christine, I said, am I going to feel better soon? She's like, within 24 hours, 48 hours tops. I felt much better yesterday even. Like, all it does is make me mean and crazy. Well, that sounds about right, Melissa. I feel like, depending on how you look at me, I could be mean and crazy today. Well, Claudia and I showered. I think if you look real ugly, like real ugly for 2 days, when you shower, it's like poof. It's like your best looking day. Ricola, Tori, I might. I have found some cough drops in my drawer. Did you ever just, let me ask you something. If you find a cough, this is a test. If you find a cough drop in your nightstand, purse, drawer, junk drawer, and you have a cold, do you just take it? Or does anybody besides Diana look to see if the cough drop has expired? I would never. I'd be like, there's a cough drop. Exactly, Shakundra. They could have been in there for 17 years. I ate it. That's probably why I'm sick all the time. Now that we're unpacking it. Right in my mouth. And yeah, Brian, thank you. That's what I mean. Yeah, just take it. If I'm not dead by now, nothing's going to come. That's what I said. Nope, my 24-year-old son would. Yeah, that's what I mean. It's wrapped, eat it. No. My gosh. Brooke did another That's What She Said joke to me last night. It was so inappropriate. Tammy, now that I'm my mother's daughter, yeah, I look at everything, I'm like, that probably expired. I don't care. Flabby Bonnie's back. Once I start because of a virus from another illness, they don't all become bacterial. Yeah. Yeah, Bonnie. Well, I guess after that 10-day mark is kind of the one where they're just like, yeah. Yeah, no, Dean cleaned it up. Yeah, that's why they don't give you antibiotics right away. I know. I think the part that messed me up was the urinary tract infection in between and that antibiotic, like, kind of making me feel better. Because I was like, I feel good. You know, when you're like sick for so long, you're like, I feel so good. And then you get a little better, you're like, I feel great. But you don't. You just think you do. Like, you probably think I look better. I'm not. I am not better. Yeah. Could you please refrain from touching your face?
No.
Clever credit guy. I touch my face all the time. You know why? Because it feels cool. My hands are freezing cold. Maybe I have a fever. No, Nicole. I tested for COVID a bunch of times. Did you stop the antibiotic after you started to feel you're supposed to? No, I was still on it. I was like 4 or 5 days into my first antibiotic. They're like, stop taking that one, start a new one. I was like, okay. Oh, Anne Marie. No, Deborah, he's not in a cage. He's at my feet trying to, probably planning out his next poop escapade. Dean didn't put him in a cage. Exactly, Lucy. Thanks, Racer Mom. I don't know. You know what I think is, Anita? I could have picked up something, you know, before I left for Janet. Let's all touch our face. I'm sure I picked something up, but I think like everything about my being, because we've had like 2 days of 64 degree weather. I was like, it's springtime. Let's plant flowers. And then the next day it was like, let's get a sled out. And I think it's the pressure, you know, the changing of the temperatures. And I think that, and then I was literally the day I was on the plane going to Colorado and I was like, I don't feel so good right here. And then you go up in a plane, then down in a plane, then up in a plane, then down in the, it was just like, it is all the things. It is a fish in a fishbowl. I forget who sent me this. Whoever sent me, tell me, because I just love it. I had two vases I was using, and they're both dirty, you know, because no one does the dishes because, you know, the maid is sick. And so I got this. So, yeah, everyone post a photo in the supporter group of us touching our face. Yeah, what do you care? Was it Carmen? It might have been Carmen. Renee, I'm telling you. Colby, this is my thing. It's a lot. And every time I get frustrated with this, you want to tell something? Every time I get frustrated with Colby, here's Diana. I'd be like, you're never going to believe he did it. Pooped over here, pooped over here. Da, 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 da. Just problems, okay? But he's my old dog. Here's Diane. You know, he's getting old. Maybe you should think about putting him down. I go, really? You know who else is getting old? Yep. What'd you say? How you want me to do this? What you want me to do with Colby? You want to take him to a special doctor, to a special forest? I said, you know, he's not that much older than you. You're right behind him. She goes, well, I just think you have to do a lot of work to take care of him. I said, I do. I do. Do you want to know who else is a lot of work to take care of? You want to take a guess? Just throwing it out there. To the farm. To the special farm. Yep. No meat Friday. God, we had to ruin Fridays. Why couldn't it be Thursdays? Why can't we ruin Thursdays? Do you think we could talk to the Pope about moving no meat Monday? That rhymes. That's alliteration. Why you gotta ruin Fridays? Where am I gonna get a piece of salmon today? I did get a new car, Julie. It is, what'd I get? A Lexus. And it plugs in. And what's today? It's been almost 10 days. I barely used the quarter tank of gas. I'm telling you, I'm going to fill my tank up once a month. Now, I'm supposed to go to my sister's this weekend. It's a little bit of a ride. So I am going to fill my tank up. I'm almost positive. It's going to mess up my system because I normally wouldn't drive that far. Just pizza all day. No, he didn't cancel it. No, I think I'm flying to Ohio. Yeah. Oh, I'm making a delicious linguine and clam sauce for dinner if you want to come over. Oh, that sounds nice. Yeah. Damn, I accidentally ate a piece of beef jerky this morning. Racer mom, how you accidentally eating beef jerky at 9:30 in the morning? What are you talking about? I have never accidentally eaten beef jerky in my whole life. In my whole life. Yeah. Oh, Jen, I'm tired. I know. Clam sauce doesn't sound so yummy. I have never had that because I was allergic to shellfish growing up, but people love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, Tracy. No, and then when they call, so tell me if this is, I'm officially old because this is how going to get my medicines goes now. So I told you before, I have something called Sjogren's disease. And so there is a medicine that I take for it. And the medicine doesn't cure it by any stretch, but it slows the progression down. So I'm part of like a Sjogren support group. And people, Sjogren's is in the autoimmune family and is normally a side dish to some other autoimmune disease, right? So if you have RA, rheumatoid arthritis, you can have Sjogren's. If you have lupus, you might have a side dish of Sjogren's, right? Mine is, well, they say it's primary for me. So I think I have something else, but they just keep telling me I have Sjogren's, whatever. So I'm this medicine. It's the kind of medicine that like you like, I don't really feel a difference. But if you stop taking it, you're like, I don't feel good at all. It's like that. Anyway, long story why. Because anytime, you know how you go, what are Sjogren's symptoms? So Sjogren's is best defined as an autoimmune disease where it attacks all your moisture producing glands. So while like lupus, there's lots of different, there's lupus nephritis that affects your kidneys. There's lots of different types of lupus. But any autoimmune disease is going to attack something in your body. That is the whole gist of autoimmune. And so with Sjogren's, it attacks all your moisture producing glands. So it's going to eventually your eyes are going to get really dry. Your mouth's going to be really dry. Your vagina falls out, stuff like that. So a lot of times the way your diet, it's hard to diagnose. I think Dr. Sjogren was an ophthalmologist and started, or maybe he was a dentist, but it was between those two. I was diagnosed. Nobody's offered any meds for treatment. Really, Bobby? Hydrochloroquine or Plaquenil is usually the first round. I used it. I didn't think it was helpful, but I think it's helpful for me now. Some people it doesn't agree with. Exactly, Shakendra. But anyway, apparently with antibiotics, there's a lot of drug interactions with this medicine. And so every time I go, because I keep getting infections all the time, they're like, oh, we had to call the doctor back because there's a drug interaction with this one. There's a drug interaction with this one. Isaac, can you just give me a list of antibiotics? So when they say you need one, I'll be like, here's the choices that you have. I can eat these. So do you like any of those? So I don't have to stand at the pharmacy for 20 minutes. And I said, what exactly is the drug interaction that we're afraid? She says, well, hydrochloroquine, one of the side effects is that, you know how when you read an EKG, it goes boop, 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 and there's a T, a Q, there's different names for these curves. She goes, well, hydrochloroquine, it can slow the time between this boop, boop, and that, whatever, sciencey stuff. She goes, well, this other antibiotic does the same thing. It causes a lapse. She goes, now, if you were 90, we should not do this. She goes, but I called them because the second one they ordered also did the same thing. And they were just like, it's fine. We're going to say she can take this medicine. She goes, you're young. Is it T? Yeah. I talked to the doctor. They said, you're young enough. You're not 90. You don't have a heart condition. You'll be fine. I said, yeah, just out of curiosity, what would it feel? Because that's all you got to tell somebody. All you got to tell somebody that already is a hypochondriac. Listen, if you have this, your heart rate will go. I feel fine. I have an inverted T wave. See, some people know. Yeah. So now, if I'm ever like, Elizabeth, you can take me. Oh, kidney issues. Really? Mm-hmm. This is my old people said. Yeah. Renee. So as she was saying, one of the pharmacists was using a lot of big words. Real nice lady. She used a lot of big words. She goes, but, you know, we all decided you're young. Blah, blah, blah. And I don't know what she said after that. I said, here's what I heard. I heard you say I was young. And that has actually made me feel a lot better. Yeah, I said the same thing. Mm-hmm. Terry, I feel better. Like, let me put it to you this way. If I take a day off, which I try not to do very often, if I take a day off, it's because I can't even fake being remotely, I don't even want to say happy. I don't even think I was shooting for happy. I think I was, I couldn't even be awake. And I'm like, not good. There was nothing about me that was going to be remotely interesting. My orthopedist keeps telling me I'm too young for a knee replacement. Girl, if I could get everything replaced, I would. Yeah. Elizabeth! Lauren is my favorite. Thanks, Bobby. Anyway. Well, listen, we made it through Friday. I'm usually much more excited about Fridays. All the candles went out. We packed them all yesterday. If you didn't get a notification, you should be getting it today. We were packing all day. So, yeah. It's exciting. I think Wendy took some pictures. I took some pictures. It's a lot. But I love them. I hope you love them. I hope you got a chance. And please do us a favor and give reviews on them. Take pictures with them around your house. Tell us how you're using your candles other than lighting them. We know that's how they work. But, you know, I've really enjoyed the process of making them, and hopefully you like them. And, you know, maybe we'll come up with some new fun flavors as well. I don't know. Yeah. Thanks, Janet. Thanks, Dwayne. We sold, I think, over 450 candles. I know, but they're so nice. You know why? I never know exactly how our products are going to come out, because it's just like, well, let me see how these go. I don't know, Duty Judy. That's what I was saying. I would love to do a gardenia one, Kelly. I love gardenia. I kind of want to see what everybody's feedback is before we would decide if we're going to bring them back. I love them, and I think they make great gifts. I mean, I said to Wendy, I said, you know, I love candles in general, but I would love to do a eucalyptus and sage. I feel like candles, some of them, I mean, they're nice. They have pretty names, you know, like we try to make ours a little trashy, but the names are usually like really like nice people, like Marshalls, what you would buy at Marshalls. Or they have candles that are like, do butt stuff to me. And I'm probably not going to buy that candle. But there's nothing in the middle. Like, I wanted to have something that was like in the middle. I think they're also great gifts. And presents and stuff. Yeah. Muggate. We've talked about Muggate a lot. They're not edible. Don't eat them. Yeah. So let me know. We're going to leave them up, but do us a favor and leave feedback. Take pictures around the house. We can show everybody. Yeah, I hope. Yeah. Jim, I'm going to make you one of those. So thanks for watching, and I apologize. We are going to reschedule our guest from yesterday, which I was so upset that we missed. hopefully have that organization on again. So looking forward to it. Julie, somebody, I think Carmen sent me this, Carmen Cortez. It's a little fishbowl. So, where are you shopping? They have butt stuff candles. Renee, you don't know where I shop. Okay? I found it at Starbucks. Wouldn't that be great? No, listen, what I said to Wendy yesterday was much dirtier. But you can't order the candles yet, Kelly. But it's not Carmen. I don't know. But you know what I'm talking about. They're either like super kind of boring, or they're like super inappropriate. I'm like, but I mean, maybe one day. Oh, Ruth did. Ruth sent me the fishbowl. Thanks, Ruth. Anyway, so that's it for today. We have some fun stuff next week. Moving into Easter week. If you didn't remember, it's no meat Friday. Way to ruin Friday. And that's it. So I know if Gwyneth Paltrow can make that other candle, Bobby, why can't we? One day, we'll see. Watch, now all mine will be really, I'm going to do some butt stuff. That'll be, but I'm probably not going to buy that candle. Okay. All right. I think Judy from Saskatoon is out of jail, and I think I saw her write, do something nice for yourself. Self-care is very important. I've been doing a lot of it myself, and my hair looks great today. So keep that in mind. But thanks for watching, everybody. Thanks for being so flexible with our schedule here, and hopefully on the mend. Hope you have a great weekend, and I look forward to seeing everybody next week. So have a great day and a blessed day, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.
Hey, guys, if you enjoyed today's morning show, make sure to follow us for more One Funny Mother content.
Okay, all right. Morse code is tapping.
And check out onefunnymotherstore.com for great, new, inappropriate swag. And for more exclusive content, consider becoming a supporter.
She got a bad leg.
Thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow on One Funny Morning.